Hey patrons, how's it going? This looks mighty awkward because I have to sit so close to the goddamn mixer every time. I'm to mute
I'll do
everything.
it too. Yeah, I'll just think, hey guys,
Yeah. Well,
how's it going?
it's no one care. It's over here instead of like right in front of me. But
I can make it real awkward just by sitting back in the chair.
once you get a workflow down of like press this, do this, twist this thing, bop it, slap it, punch it. It's like it's the same. Like once you have to move something, you're like, where's my mouse? What is happening?
Oh yeah.
What is all this
All right,
shit?
this is too close. We need to.
Yeah.
Should I go crack
Anyways,
back?
that was a
Hi.
show that happened.
Hello.
Zig's real far away now.
You have so much free space. I forgot how large your green, like everything's green screen.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. I'd be
Entire
into
wall.
that. Yeah. Dan, what'd you think? You're kind of this is it's been a while
Welcome back,
since you've
Dan.
jumped bonk jump bonk jumped back into it. I'm exhausted, by the way.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. We're basically half asleep, so I'm just gonna have a nap.
I had a double meat cheeseburger and cheesecake during that show, and I'm on like 4 hours sleep, so I'm just fucking conked out.
It seems like
Sounds
everybody was
amazing.
eating except me, and I'm like, I'm just gonna have my tea. It's fine. I
No.
might go get some
Yeah.
ramen.
I can't eat during that because I need relaxation. I need like eating as a time for me away from everything.
That makes sense. That
I
makes
ate
sense.
out of necessity. I didn't really.
Yeah, I didn't
I needed
have.
dinner, so Amanda ordered some stuff and welcome to the post show. We talk about what we ate during the show.
It's like an extended version of the pre-show, which you probably already hate. So, hi, come on in.
Yeah, exactly.
Talking shit.
Anyway, Dan, you were saying?
Yeah,
Just let
Dan,
Dan
jumping
talk.
back into it.
So it was good to, it was fun to get back into the swing of things. It's been a long time. I missed D&D. I really enjoy our fun times together, even though they're super nerdy, but I love it.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. They are a little bit nerdy. What are your thoughts on the kind of the changes to the show? Did you know about them before coming back today? Did you kind of call into that stuff?
I watched your guys's discussion about what you wanted to change and like your goals video thing you did put on YouTube.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wasn't like 100% on like every detail you guys have finalized. But yeah, it sounds cool to like make it so that we don't have to always just kill stuff if we want to get higher level or progress and stuff.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's kind of the
Which
goal.
I enjoy that.
Yeah, and I thought today, kind of to jump into the episode, I thought the combat was still a pretty good test. Like, Zeke went down. A lot of that's
Yeah.
because he rolled his HP and is very, very weak in terms of
There
health.
needs to be like a name for that thing that happens in fifth edition where you're like alive, dead, alive, dead, alive, every round, like for a series of like that. It happens to everybody because that's how the cadence of combat goes. Where someone's like,
Yeah.
"Here's healing word, you get 5 hit by, you took 10, okay, down. Here's 5 more, and you're down again."
No, it's whack-a-mole.
Yeah, it really
Yeah.
is.
Just that initiative order makes it really hard to heal sometimes if an enemy goes before the person that was healed, because then they could just retake them down, which always sucks.
Yeah.
No, that was honestly like the debate when I moved that last time. I was like, do I help Dan do the cunning action or whatever by and help him or the mastermind thing? Or do I use my bonus action? Can I and I was gonna ask if I could like drain a healing potion. I was like, I think I can make it one more round.
Yeah, just one more round. It'll be fine. It's
Yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
It was not fine.
Yeah, but whatever. You'll die. At least you didn't flat out die. I was worried because if Dan didn't heal you, although I don't think it would have been two. I think it's only one failed death save because it's not a melee attack.
Well, and also I have,
Yeah,
and
you
people
can't
were
crit
asking
with that
me.
stuff.
Yeah.
People were asking me about inspiration or like, why didn't you use your inspiration for this? That's why I save inspiration for death saves, honestly.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. That's smart. That's smart. And then
And also, like speaking to my low HP, one of the reasons why I like rolling instead of taking the smart whatever, the tactically smart choice,
Yeah.
is because it'll force me to remember, like, oh shit. Use your goddamn rogue skills to disengage from battle and hide and then sneak attack. Use your fucking advantages,
Right,
yeah.
which is what I could have done. Like, this is a lesson I learned. Like, I could have used my cunning action to hide in the fog that my friend fucking created
Yeah.
Totally, yeah.
and then shot arrows from there, you know, and got the 3d6 sneak attack for those.
That's the way I ended up playing my rogue in the previous Primordial arc that we just finished up before this. Was just disengage, like hide, shoot arrows, and it worked out really well. And then just keep moving accordingly, disengage, hide, fire.
Well, and also, like, it sucks that those fucking phantoms don't count as attacks, because anybody that I can see that attacks me, is the damage is halved because I've got that uncanny dodge. But since this is not an attack, I was taking full damage every fucking time.
Yep. Same thing with Berg whenever he takes, you know, whenever he fights normal just warriors, it's great because the damage is just half. But then, you know, a priest steps in, somebody has some sort of special damage, and then it's full damage. I'm like, yeah, all right, fine. I'm going to steal your life away. Don't worry.
Yep. Yep. Adam, I'm curious. Will you tell us what the soldier rolled against the forgery in the first hour?
Yeah, I posted it on the community forum. I took Gyazo, like, screenshots of both rolls. Yeah, so Zeke's character got a 22 on the forgery, and I rolled a 19 on the detection. Ooh. So it was a close one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you RP'd that out perfectly then, because I think all three of us were just like, well, it's going down. We're going to fight the fucking magistrate. Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, is I wanted it to be tense. I wanted it to be tense, yeah.
If that happened, I thought about it. I was going to try to, as Berg, like, once, you know, the jig was up, so to say, Berg was going to just try to either intimidate or have a discussion with the magistrate and be like, look, you know who I am.
Yeah.
Like, you've heard things about, you know, like, all the destruction that I've caused. You don't need this problem. You know, like, I will leave you alone and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think looking forward, and we'll jump back to the episode, now that that fight's kind of over, I'm excited to see where, like, we kind of have like a branching path in front of us now in terms of what the fuck we decide to do. Dan's got his thing with the wizard. Berg's got his thing with being Berg. Me and Kalimat are kind of along for the ride in a sense, but I'm sure we'll eventually get our own things as well. I like the fact that he brought back the dwarf as well as kind of a parting RP gift from that stuff. That was cool.
I feel like Kalimat, like, makes, whether he intends to or not, he makes friends wherever he goes, right? People like him. And so a way to show that is to have NPCs come back and be like, hey, yo, buddy, I was thinking about you. Where are you going? What's happening?
Yeah.
Right? Like, I think that the world reacts to the characters as they move through it. And that's one way that can happen for sure.
One of my favorite moments was when everybody was like, wait till you meet Ramus. It's Ramus, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wait till you meet Ramus. And then immediately I was like, what does everyone love? Bacon. Mm-hmm. Bacon. And that's the first thing I said, would you like some bacon? And he was just like, I like your. And I was like, fuck yes, you do. God damn it.
Yeah. Well, that's part of your character's jam, right? It's like winning people over. And if you can get Ramus to behave himself for you, that's pretty significant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely fun interactions between Solly and Ramus as well. Because I kind of have like the academic style, and you're kind of playing off that as Ramus does. I thought they were fun interactions, just saying turtle and turtle back and forth and seeing how long we could get that going.
It was fun.
Yeah. I enjoy that stuff. And then Berg just kind of did more Berg stuff this episode.
They did.
Yeah.
Berg was Berging it up. Felt good.
Yeah. I guess
especially at the end there.
Oh, yeah, totally. I'm sure a lot of people were wondering in terms of like level 3 spells. My two level 3 spells are Haste and Tiny Hut. I did not take Fireball. I'm planning on getting that once I hit 6. Right now the character is like pretty utility focused. And less damage focus. So, and the reason being is I know Ramus has Fireball, so I'm kind of counting on him as a damage dealer until I can hit 6. We'll see how that plays out. The fog stuff was fun. I thought it kind of negated that entire corner of the room, which was
cool. It kept them from shooting through the windows at you the whole fight.
Yeah.
That's the thing I love about Wizard is they get to control the battlefield and change it into your own advantage instead of just being a damage dealer, which any class can really do.
Sure. Adam, if I was to start throwing in illusions into the fight, is that based off of a charisma roll or an intimidation roll? Like, if I tried to get someone.
It depends on the spell. On the goal. Deception, it would be the, or whatever that one is, like your ability to like lie to people with your illusions.
That would make sense, I guess. Yeah, that probably wouldn't be that. Because I was looking at like the different cantrips, minor illusion being one of them. But if it's deception, let's see. That'd be pretty bad, I think. It'd be a flat D20. I'll try to figure that out because I did go School of Illusion, and that stuff doesn't really kick in until I think 10 is kind of the big thing, or maybe 12. I forgot what levels the school stuff is, but anyways, what else happened? Dan, the wizard stuff. I'm excited that you're going to pursue that as a wizard who kind of understands a little bit of that stuff. I was wondering how we were going to get back to her because that was something that I was interested in as a character. I just didn't have, I can't just go, hey, you guys know any wizards? Like, I can't bring it up to you guys. I'm down to see how what that turns into.
Yeah, well, that's probably going to be our next destination is we have to go there in 2 days to meet that lady. So you'll probably be with us and you'll probably have some fun interaction with the super powerful wizard when you're sort of a amateur, not quite super powerful yet wizard.
Yeah. I think Adam kind of gave, I think Solly knows a little bit about kind of the table of wizards or the circle of wizards, whatever it's called in the world. So
So there's wizard is like a multi-use term. So that as a game term, it references a class, but like wizards in the setting are like really powerful, strange kind of like post-human entities that use magic to like dramatically influence the world around them. So it isn't like she's a level 10 wizard. It's like she's a wizard, capital W, serious business, weird, unpredictable stuff.
Yeah. So that'll be a lot of fun to play with. And then I don't know. Yeah. Anything else you guys want to bring up from the episode in particular? It's kind of felt like we're still kind of getting onto the main path. But I think after these two episodes, we're there for sure. We just got to figure out where we want to go. Like Dan said, we'll probably do the wizard quest and we'll figure out where we're going from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe she can help me with my arm. Who knows?
Yeah, you're off to see the wizard. That's
true. We got to.
She's going to give Ramus a heart and she's going to give Berg a brain. It's going to be great. Get the whole thing.
Yeah. We got to figure out what the fuck to do with your arm. I can identify that arm, can I? Because you can identify objects.
It's not a magic item. Identify as a spell.
You can identify people though, and it'll tell things that are cast on them. I think.
Let me take a look. You choose one object. Berg is not an object. Look
at the bottom.
Spell. If it's a magic item or what? If you instead touch a creature, you learn what spells are currently affecting it. Yeah, so you could try it if there's magic currently affecting him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could try that. Certainly. That might be kind of fun.
Gotta fix that arm. Stupid. I keep forgetting about it a lot of times too. I'm like, God damn it, this fucking arm.
Yeah.
I keep thinking of that the fan art that someone did last episode of the like Mike Mignola style like.
Oh yeah.
With the arm, I think that's really cool.
That's definitely super cool. I wish I had haste. Like that haste in the first battle did absolutely literally nothing.
You cast it and then the battle didn't happen.
Yeah. And that would have been, you know, two extra AC, an extra attack each turn. It would have been, I guess you'd be making what, four attacks if that was on you? Because you get three
four attacks in total.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have enlarge and reduce, but all that does is give you a D4 and make you large. I was thinking about casting that on you, but I didn't know where those guys were outside with the fog cloud. So I just kept the fog cloud up and tried to kill the priest. But he saved for fucking every goddamn con save.
Yeah, that guy just saved every single goddamn thing thrown at him.
What's funny about fighting that guy is that's the exact same horseshit that every PC cleric ever does.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That trick that, like, I'm a warcaster and here's spirit guardians. There's just no, like, it's so hard to get around it. You have to run away from them and hope that it runs out. And, it's.
How many more turns did it have on him before it ran out?
Oh, like six.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah. Takes pretty much lasts a whole battle usually.
Yeah. I don't know. It's good to be back with the full crew. I'm excited for next week, and I guess we'll see where that goes from there. We'll probably be meeting some wizards next week. It sounds like so.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah. That'll do it for this. If you're going to be out there at PAX Unplugged this weekend, we'll see you guys then. If you're watching this before the like 17th of November, if you're watching it afterwards, go watch the panel. It should be up somewhere. See you next week for more Court of Swords. We're out. Bye-bye.